exciting to get back in church. I always love to meet corporately, freely, publicly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think some people have labeled me as being what you know as a gearhead. And in other words, I like machines and especially the sound of engines, whether it's in a car or an airplane or whatever. There's just something about a high-performance engine that just really just gets me going. Beautiful sound of a V8 or a radial engine on an airplane or just stuff like that, right? And so the Lord was showing me this morning how much He, just like I like that stuff, He really, really likes the sound of worship. So if you would just stand with me now, and we'll just begin to enter into worship and let Him hear what He so dearly loves to hear, the sound of our worship together, going up to the heavens, amen? Come on, come on. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Every moment, Jesus, we just want to come together as a family. get to the bottom of her driveway, and I wonder which direction he's going to go. You know, it's kind of like that gate thing, you know. And I said, he goes, I think we should go up. So we were going up to the top of the mountain. And it was the Lord, because the exact timing, I mean, if we would have been 1 minute one way or another, we met with three neighbors, and it was amazing. And one of them had had back surgery. First time she'd been out of her house since back surgery. She was just walking a little ways, her and her husband. We happened to be right there. And then another, brand new neighbors were moving in, and they were just dropping something off real quick and leaving. We happened to be right there to be able to meet them, bless them. They're coming over Saturday for brunch. And up the hill, a third one. But see, just in the midst of our everyday lives, listening to Holy Spirit and not trying to figure it out. You know, we were thinking, oh, God's got something big for us here. Yeah, let's go for a walk. You know, let's go this way. And God always is faithful if we just tune into His voice. In Ephesians, it says, keep in step with the Spirit. So throughout our everyday lives, just recognize His voice and follow and obey.
So right now, let's all stand in the gate of a decision where we are in, standing in the gate of the Lord. And let's make a decision not just to follow Jesus, but to hear His voice. So Father God, we just position ourselves in the gate. And we go and we come and we welcome You to come through that gate and make changes in our lives and in the state of Alaska. And we stand with You with ears to hear and eyes to see in the gate of decision in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Testament, it talks about 10% tithes. In the New Testament, it talks about not so much the 10% tithe, it talks about giving generously, consistently, and joyfully. And I was praying into this morning, and joyfully is what came up. So I'm going to read just a short little thing about that. Giving joyfully. I don't know if you're like me, but at this point in the summer in Alaska, with the crazy hours that we have that we can do stuff with, I start to feel maybe a little spent. And we've still got a little bit of time left. For our summer, sometimes I start seeing the next thing in front of me, and it's like, I don't know if I can be joyful about it. I feel kind of spent, and so that can kind of bleed over maybe sometimes into our giving also. So give joyfully. If God desires a person's heart, then the heart with which a person gives matters. Paul again writes, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Paul notes that giving should not be done so reluctantly or under compulsion. Another version of the text says grudgingly. Instead, the follower of Jesus should joyfully engage in giving. The joyful giver understands that this earth is not everything. This is why Jesus said, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. These givers understand the value of investing in the kingdom of God and the work of the local church. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, opportunity to choose to give joyfully, Lord. Not out of a mathematical equation, Lord, i.e. the 10%, but generously, consistently, and joyfully. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And you can give up here during the next song, or you can also go online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back on the wall. One out on the gym door outside, or you can mail a check. You can see the address there on the screen.
with a recognition of something that needs to be remembered accurately. You got told the story by the firsthand eyewitness who knew exactly what happened. I need to remember that because that's important. So when you come with boldness, with these emblems in your hand, that's why. You are now a firsthand observer. It's happening to you, for you, and you are involved. So now when you go tell the story, you tell it in a way that the hearer will say, wow, that is something that needs to be remembered. The same as we do when we say never forget on 9/11 or all the other things we say for our soldiers who died and sacrifices made on our behalf. If their stories were really known and you really experienced them, your perception and your recalling of that event would be entirely different. So now when we say, I have decided to follow Jesus, why is that? I have experienced his new life because I experienced his death that gave me that life. I will follow him anywhere. Anywhere. Let's say thank you. Jesus, we are so grateful. Not just for his death on the cross, but for resurrection from the dead.